I always found the conservative reaction to Pope Francis. I say this as a very conservative Catholic. I take the teachings of the church very seriously. I'm obviously very politically conservative, but I always kind of liked that Pope Francis would just throw these bombs out there in the media because it would force a conversation.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes, yeah, he would say things that I would say, wait a second, is that actually consistent or is that correct? But it forced a dialogue,
yeah.
And he was kind of a genius at that.
Stay with Francis for a minute, because I think that document late in his papacy called Dignitas Infinita,
yeah,
is one of the best summaries of Catholic social teaching in its breadth and mm-hmm. its variety.
Sure.
So, you know, left-wing people, yeah, love this, this, and that. Right-wing people love this, 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 and that. All the above. And that was a good challenge, you
yep.
know, to the political conversation.
That's right.
Another good example is that universal destination of good. So in another one of his later documents, he talks about a nation's obligation to poor nations.
Mm-hmm.
So again, once the demands of necessity and propriety have been met, the rest of what you own belongs to the poor. That applies personally, but also at the national level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was being criticized by a lot of right-wing Catholics as a Marxist. I hate Marxism, but I wrote frequently saying, no, that's not Marx, that's Thomas Aquinas, mm-hmm. what he's saying there. So that's a good example of how to shake up that conversation in a good way.
That's right.
And we should keep having it.
Yes.
That's what bugs me in some way. We don't have it at the level we should.